From Sacramento, the Bishop's Radio Hour with Bob Dunning, focusing on today's issues in the context of gospel values. Now, here's Bob Dunning on Relevant Radio.
That's me. Welcome to you on this beautiful day the Lord has made. Appreciate you all being with us on the Bishop's Radio Hour as we launch our 24th year on the air. Appreciate everybody who is listening and has helped us along the way. This indeed is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we're rejoicing because we have a room full of academic decathlon winners. From St. Ignatius, the great school here in right in the city of Sacramento. You've won for the 16th straight year, and we have 10 of the team members here, and Coach David Hills.
Yes, sir.
Coach, I'm a sports writer. I'm used to interviewing coaches, so.
Okay.
Very good. You look like an athlete.
A long time ago.
Which sport?
Football. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Offensive line?
Offense, defensive line.
Wow, there you go. Then where'd you play?
Jesuit.
Oh, well. Well, that's more than being a football player.
I use the word play loosely. I was on the team.
Yeah.
Playing was questionable. But I participated.
I played baseball, and my position was left out. Well, welcome. Tell us just a little bit, first out about the academic decathlon and everything that goes into it.
Okay, so first off, this is my first year coaching, so this was a tremendous learning experience for me to go through it. I got to learn right along with my students about what this entails and what it takes and everything goes into it. So I think as you're aware, I don't know if everyone's aware, but there's three main categories. There's a logic portion, an individual subject portion, and then a super quiz portion. And what I found most impressive is these students, is on top of all their normal schoolwork, mm-hmm. on top of all the sports, top of all their extracurricular activities, they had to study logic. They had to study their individual subject, and then they had to study multiple subjects in preparation for super quiz. So on top of what they do every day, super busy, they add 1, 2, 3 hours more of studying and coursework and extra work. I mean, just phenomenal work. Just amazing.
How do you study logic?
It is a lot of brain teasers. So Sudoku is a good one. Word puzzles. For example, if I put the word read on a piece of paper and put a line above it and a line below it, what am I trying to convey? Read between the lines. So a lot of word puzzles, a lot of brain teasers, a lot of just can you get from point A to point B by thinking logically, by thinking through a problem. And frankly, these guys could probably speak more about logic than I can, but that's kind of how we approach it.
I heard that Chat GPT came in fourth.
I don't know about that. Allegedly.
I write a newspaper column, and my teenage son set me up and had it write my column.
How'd it do?
Way better than I did.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary. Scary. As a teacher, it's scary.
Yeah, it's we won't get into artificial intelligence, but are we going to have them in the next academic decathlon?
I hope not.
It's scary stuff.
It is scary stuff. Yeah. The good thing about the academic decathlon is these kids have to perform live. So, I mean, as far as I know, there's not really a place for the AI at this point,
right.
Because,
right.
You know, nothing submitted ahead of time.
Right.
So it's all live. So I think that's good for us as a group and as an academic decathlon community is at this point, there's no real way for that to present itself.
So you've won 16 in a row. Do 16. You retire a trophy or something at some point?
I don't know. This is only my first year, so we got the one. You know, one for me, one for these guys, but that's 16. So, I mean, I was talking to somebody today, like, these guys weren't even born yet.
Yeah.
Like, you know, these
some
guys,
of your parents might have won the academy.
Right. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's an amazing feat when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, so. that's phenomenal. What was the biggest challenge for you as a coach?
The biggest challenge for me, because I've never done it before, is I had to learn with them. So I didn't, as a teacher, I like to be a subject matter expert and then guide my students through the process. Well, some of the academic decathlon preparation is I wasn't the subject matter expert because mm-hmm. I've never done this before. So, you know, the hardest part for me was learning in real time with them, trying to guide them, trying to teach them, trying to get them through it. But I was kind of flying blind a little bit myself trying to figure out the process. So for me personally, that was the hardest part, is trying to learn along with them while trying to also guide them, not really knowing if I'm going in the right direction or not all the time.
So break down all the different things that happened, that the different stages. I, of course, was lucky to be there for the Super Quiz,
yes,
which was the kind of the grand finale, I guess.
Yes.
But prior to that, what were they doing?
So the morning, the first session is what they call a logic test. And guys, forgive me, it's 16 questions?
20.
20 questions. They have an hour, and they have to work as a team. And so it's also, and I actually haven't seen the test myself, so they would be give you more specifics on what the questions were. But they work in a group at a table, and all the teams are there on the gym floor at once, and then they get their packets, and the proctor says go, and they work and they have to solve. And it's not a yes or no, but it's show your steps, show your work, show your process, get partial points, and you're just accumulating points. Can you answer these questions? Can you solve these riddles? Can you solve these puzzles? And then the stressful part is we don't know the results till the end.
Right.
So they call time, you turn in your packets, you submit your answers, and then we get a break, and then we go into the individual subject portion. So we have 10 team members, but 8 individual subjects. And so they are current events, English, fine arts, literature, math, religion, science, and social studies. I think I got them all.
Did you have a person on the team to remember all 8 of those?
Yeah, me.
You.
That's me. So I had, you know, again, learn along with them. But then, you know, each student who specialized in that area, they break off in their own classroom, and they take their individual subject question quiz, individual subject quiz on those questions. So, and then again, you don't know the results. So, you know, the students all have their own intuition of how they did, how it felt, do you feel comfortable, feel not, but there's no definitive answer. And then you were part of the Super Quiz, which is kind of like a big quiz bowl Jeopardy type situation,
right.
You know, 5 subjects, 10 questions each, 50 questions total. And that's interesting because that is a live result. You know, you're looking at how your team's doing. You're comparing it to how the other teams are doing.
Every 10 questions they got to.
Yes, every 10 questions they hold up the binder with the scores. So, I mean, that's real-time feedback, which I can't express my admiration for these guys enough to be able to sit in the middle of a gym floor holding up answers real-time, seeing how you're doing. The pressure must just be unbelievable. So, I mean, it's just phenomenal day. Couldn't be prouder of this group.
Is there any association between St. Ignatius winning and how close you are to Leatherby's compared to the other schools?
You know, it's a working theory.
Yeah.
I think there's a correlation, maybe not a causation yet, but we're trying to figure that out.
Very good. Very good. Well, David, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's exciting.
And, appreciate it.
The school has 15 more than you do.
Yes.
So you got a real legacy to live up to.
We do. We our whole school is a legacy to live up to. But, you know,
yeah,
one of the things I told these guys is don't worry about the legacy. You know, we can't control what 15 years ago did. We can control what we do this year. You know, this is our year, our team, and let's focus on us. And win or lose, we held our head high, and thankfully we walked out of there.
Now, is there some more national competition coming up?
No, on the 25th.
Okay.
So the 25th. So all of the diocesan winners then come together and do the same competition. It'll be held over Zoom this year. So it'll be a remote event, but same process, same subjects, same logic, Super Quiz, individual subjects, and we could do it all over again. So you put all your time and effort, you win, and you're rewarded with 3 more weeks of work. So.
And who comes up with the questions?
I'm assuming the diocese and the academic junior high decathlon team that puts together. Honestly, I'm not sure. I don't have any access to the questions ahead of time. I only know with what we've done in years past, and hopefully we can use that to glean an insight into what's coming.
Very good. Well, Coach, thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Great to see you again.
Thank you.
We are now going to have the interview with all the kids. Pull that in the mic real close there, just a couple inches. Yeah, you're just perfect. This is Jack Stouter. Is that? And if I mispronounce your names, please correct me. I don't, you know.
I get Stouter more than Stouter, so thank you.
Okay, very good. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I do religion. That's my individual.
Mm-hmm.
It's my second year, so I have one more to go. Hopefully.
So you're what grade?
A 7th.
You're 7th, okay.
Hopefully we can complete the sweep of my years and win an 8th.
How did you get picked for the religion category?
So there's like a preliminary test at the beginning, so the resources you study come out in late October, early November, and then you get those, and then just before Christmas break, you take a test on the material you were given, and whatever person on the team gets the highest score on that test, you get the subject for that.
Very good. So have you picked out a high school yet?
No, not really. I want to be able to shadow the schools and see the schools, but probably Jesuit.
Wow.
Right now.
That's great. My oldest son went to Jesuit, so very, very fond of that school. But a lot of great high schools here. Christian Brothers, Cristo Rey, St. Francis. Am I missing anybody? and then a lot of other ones. There, I think McClatchy is one of the famous older schools in Sacramento as well, in Sac High. So tell us a little about yourself. What's your favorite subject?
Probably science.
Science. Wow. Have you picked out a college?
No.
No. So when you look down the road, do you have ambitions?
This is random.
Something you want to do?
I'd like to go to Iowa State.
Really?
Random.
The Cyclones.
Cyclones. Yeah. They're actually in March Madness. They play tomorrow.
They have a good basketball team.
Yeah. Down the, I have no idea.
Have you been to Iowa?
I've never.
The corn grows really tall there.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
It's in Ames, I think.
Yeah, Ames, Iowa.
But you haven't visited it.
No.
Yeah, visit it first. Visit it in December. And then tell me if you still want to go to school there.
Negative 50 degrees.
Yeah, take your snowshoes with you. Yeah. So what about extracurriculars? Sports, like, student government?
I golf.
You golf?
Yes. We won the PAL last year in golf.
And so they have PAL down to what grade?
Golf? Starting at like fifth or eighth.
That's the parochial athletic league.
Yes. I got second for boys last year. Some guy from OLA beat me by one.
Do you have a home course where you play?
Probably Ansel Hoffman or Hagen Oaks.
Very good. What's your strength in golf?
Not putting. Driving. Probably.
Very good. How far can you drive?
200 on the good one, like usually about 180, 190.
That's very good. Very good. Do you want to go on the PGA Tour?
That's going to be too hard, I believe. There's so many good golfers in the world.
Well, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a few years ago, it was like everybody thought Tiger Woods was the greatest golfer in the world. And,
the new person every year.
Everybody else started picking up their game, I think, because they realized they had to up their games to compete. Well, Jack, nice to meet you. Thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're looking forward to the big March 25th.
I am, yes.
Yeah.
It has been an honor. Thank you.
And you're a religion guy, so March 25th, that's a big day on the Catholic calendar.
Yes.
On the church calendar as well, the Annunciation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Jack.
Yes. Have a great day.
And next up, if any parents want to come in and join the crowd and get a better picture, you're fine. You're fine too. We have a giant studio here. We tried to rent Golden One. We weren't able to get it, but and we're now joined by Elise. Is that correct?
Correct.
Elise, I can do your last name real easy. White.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What grade are you?
Well, I'm in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. And have you been at St. Ignatius the whole time?
Yes, since preschool.
Wow. So you grew up in Sacramento?
I have grown up in Sacramento.
So is your parish St. Ignatius as well?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. So what's your specialty in the academic decathlon?
Well, I do fine arts, and I study musical instruments and everything that has to do with pretty much instruments.
I thought you were supposed to play musical instruments.
Well, I've learned a couple instruments, but yeah, I haven't learned yet, like all of them yet.
So what does fine arts involve?
Well, lots of musical instruments. You have to learn lots of the violin, how to play it, and like all those fun facts, like if an instrument was chocolate, what instrument would it be? Double bass. That's one of the questions.
Wow. So, do you know the history of musical instruments too?
I do know some of them.
So. I've always been fascinated when you go to an organ concert or something like that, and then you hear how long ago did they have organs or violins or trombones?
Well, it's well 3,000 years for trumpets, 3,000 years.
Wow!
And there was one found in King Tut's tomb, but when they played it, it did shatter because of how old and rusty it went.
They found a trumpet in King Tut's tomb?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Silver one too.
Was that one? Was that one of the questions?
It was not, but it was in the book, so that was cool.
So were any of the questions in fine arts related to religion in any way?
Well, it does not have to do with religion specifically, but some of them do have to do with history. Most of them have to do with some history events, and just they combined a lot of subjects like science, for instance, like sound waves and how to play it with using like the flute. Like, how do you play it and how does the sound waves work for it?
So ahead of time, did you know what you were supposed to, I mean, was there material that any questions was going to come out of that material or not?
Well, I knew most of the questions and I tried my best on all of them.
And you obviously did pretty well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So are you looking forward to the next March 25th?
Yes, I am. I'm pretty excited. I'm studying hard.
So what are you studying now that you didn't study before?
Well, I am in my super quiz. I'm studying more on the fine arts category in the super quiz, like just majoring in that.
Very good. Have you picked out a high school yet?
No, I have not.
That's still almost 3 years away?
Yes.
Yeah. So you haven't picked out a college either?
No.
What about extracurriculars? What are you interested in?
Well, I do theater, and I enjoy theater a lot.
Have you done school plays?
I have.
What's your favorite?
Well, the one I've done for school, I've done Rapunzel, Johnny Appleseed, and Gulliver's Travels.
And what about, do you have like a theater group that outside of school?
I do. Well,
which one is that?
Well, there's an Arden Park theater group that I like to do. I was in Beauty and the Beast. I was Belle, junior, but it was fun. It was a fun experience.
Our producer was the Beast.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah. One of my daughters is very involved in theater and just loves it.
It's so fun. It's a great experience.
I remember in junior high, it was seventh grade. We did the Christmas story, you know, Scrooge and all that. Mm-hmm. And I had one line and I blew it. So that was it for me. I got too nervous.
Well, that's what I like about theater because every show's different. Yeah. Nothing always the same.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thanks so much for joining us and congratulations and good luck on the 25th.
Thank you.
Great. Next victim.
Hello, my name is
go ahead.
Triune Cantanares.
Oh, very good, Triune. Good to have you here. Tell us, what was your specialty?
My specialty is current events.
Oh, good. I like current events. So how do you study for current events? I mean, they're always changing.
The articles range from September to January, so...
Oh, so they gave you a time frame, like September to January of just the last...
Yeah. Every month they, like, gave us the articles for it, and then we review them.
So they're mostly newspaper articles or stuff online?
Yeah, it's online articles.
So when you say current events, are you talking about storms in California? Are you talking about a war in Ukraine or bank failures? Or what are you talking about?
It's more like scientific, like discoveries. Like, for example, it'd be like new plants discovered and other stuff like that.
Yeah. So they gave you a volume of stuff to study.
Yeah.
So were any of the questions different than what you expected?
No, I was very well prepared for.
So you got them all right?
No, I missed three. It was a...
Three out of how many?
50 questions.
Okay. So that probably was the number one, though, I would think.
No, I got second place.
Was it second? So they awarded individuals a category as well?
Yeah.
And addition to the team. Mm-hmm. So do you go back and do you know which three you missed?
Yeah, and I've been reviewing them every day.
Did you go, I knew that, or was it multiple choice?
Yeah, it was multiple choice.
And so did you review the 47 you got right?
Yeah.
How many of those do you think it was like down to two things and you kind of guessed right?
I would say like about like five of them maybe.
So most of them you just knew right away.
Yeah.
Can you give me a sample question?
So NASA's DART test, which is a double asteroid redirection test, one of the questions was how big was one of the asteroids, Dimorphos? It's 530 feet. Just like overall like broad questions like that.
Wow. And that stuff you just knew right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was, give me a hard question that you were really debating about.
There was a question about how old was this plant. I was deciding between 100,000 years old and 90,000 years old. And that was one of the ones I got wrong. And I've now realized that's 100,000.
Do you remember the plant?
It's called the Nepenthes pudica.
And what kind of plant is that?
It's a carnivorous plant. It traps prey, like underground.
Like a Venus flytrap, except underground?
Yeah.
Wow. Are they still around?
Yeah. They just discovered one in June.
Where?
Borneo, Indonesia.
So we don't have to worry about it here in Sacramento? As far as we know.
Yeah. It doesn't eat humans. It eats insects.
Insects and worms and things?
Yeah.
Very good. I'll have to check it out. So, what's the name of it again?
Nepenthes pudica.
That's the genus and species?
Yeah, it's the species.
Species, okay. Yeah. So, have you picked out a high school?
Jesuit.
Jesuit? Yeah. And you're what grade?
Eighth grade.
Oh, so next year. Have you been accepted yet, or how does that work?
Yeah, I've been accepted.
Oh, so you're on your way.
Yeah.
What about college?
No, I've not decided yet.
Not yet. What do you want to be?
I like to be an entrepreneur. Interested in owning companies, etc.
Very good. What about extracurriculars?
I play tennis. I used to do cross country this year, but the season ended, and I also do piano. I've been playing piano for 2 years.
Oh, good. I was a tennis player in high school and college. It's a fun sport. What's your biggest strength in tennis?
Forehand.
Forehand, yeah, me too. I'd run around my backhand to hit a forehand. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Tryon.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Congratulations. And you're wearing the school colors today.
Oh, yeah.
I can't quite. Oh, Owen.
Yeah.
Is that right? Let's see. Owen Harborough?
Hartono.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hartorio. Is that right?
Owen Hartono.
Okay, Hartono. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in?
So I'm in eighth grade. I've been on the team for 3 years.
So you're a three-time champion.
Yeah.
Wow. So what's your specialty?
I do math, and I'm the logic captain.
You do math.
Yeah.
I hate you already. You're one of those kids that was always smarter than I was. So have you always been, have you always loved math?
Yeah, I've loved math since, like, I was in kindergarten. I started school, yeah.
Yeah, have you been at St. Ignatius the whole time?
Yeah, I came in kindergarten.
Yeah, and that's your parish as well?
Yeah.
So what kind of things do they do with math on the decathlon?
So they mostly test on 7th and 8th grade math, and it goes into a bit of geometry also, but... it's mostly like polynomials, factoring, solving for x, and like interpreting graphs.
Yeah. Polynomials, what's that mean?
It's like a function with multiple.
Sounds like a person's name, polynomials. Wow. So what was the hardest part of the whole academic decathlon?
Well, for me, it was definitely my individual. For math, they gave us a study guide for it, but the study guide didn't cover anything, like almost nothing on that test. So I came in and I was like, I went to the test like, oh, I'm screwed, because it was nothing like the study guide. So,
will it be the same for March 25th?
I think so. Yeah.
So what about yourself? What do you have a high school picked out?
Yeah, I'm going to Jesuit, I think. Yeah.
Everybody's going to Jesuit.
Yeah.
Except I think there's some people here in the room maybe not going to Jesuit. But no college yet?
No.
Not Iowa State?
No.
No. Okay. What about extracurriculars?
I do swimming.
Uh-huh.
I do a little bit of volleyball, and I play the guitar.
Wow. So what's your position in volleyball?
Setter.
Setter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I bet the 25th is going to be even more challenging, huh?
Yeah.
People from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we'll have you back on and you'll be national champions.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Owen.
Thank you.
If any other parents want to come in, you're welcome to come in. I think we've got room here. You can even sit in the chair. Hello.
Hi.
I can't see your name tag, but...
Sorry.
Alyssa?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, I'm sorry. Alyssa Amat?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Welcome.
Hi.
What's your specialty?
I specialize in literature.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what grade are you?
I'm seventh.
Seventh, okay. Mm-hmm. So what's that mean, specializing in literature? How could you... There's a lot of literature out there to prepare for.
There is a lot. But so what they do is they assign you one book, usually classical literature. The book this year was The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Mm-hmm. So you basically study everything in that book. And you also study some stuff about figurative language. So basically that's what I studied.
And did the question match what you studied?
Yeah, it did. It's just a book, so... They can't really pull stuff outside of that book, so it's pretty easy.
So if you knew everything in the book, you'd ace the...
Yeah. It's literally just memorizing everything in that book, so yeah. You get to know that book really well.
Is that a book you liked?
No. Not at all. I like to read, but usually not classical literature.
Yeah. I'm guessing you're not going to Jesuit?
No, definitely not. I'm thinking of going to Rio, but we'll see, because this is only my seventh grade year, so.
Rio's actually pretty close to Jesuit.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good school.
Mm-hmm.
Very good school.
Yeah.
Has a great reputation. What are you really interested in?
What do you mean by that?
Well, in terms of studies or maybe a career or...
Career, I have absolutely no clue, but I'm interested in volleyball. That's one of my extracurriculars
really?
That I do for this school. Mm-hmm.
My son's on a volleyball team in high school and loves it, but it's nerve-wracking for a parent to watch volleyball. It's very tense.
Yeah, boys' volleyball is very intense, especially compared to girls.
Yeah, he played for Davis High, and I remember we played Jesuit. And we thought that we were playing the U.S. Olympic team. Those guys were really good. They were all about 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
And, man, I told the Davis kids to wear helmets. Yeah, that's a great sport, though.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
What's your position there?
I play setter, so.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Very good. So, extracurricular, but beyond volleyball?
I just do volleyball and academic usually, and then that's usually what I spend my time doing.
So how are you going to prepare for March 25th?
So basically just keeping my mind fresh and remembering all the little details in the book and covering some of the things that I know I didn't cover in the first. And especially since now that I've taken the test, I know the kind of things that they are going to be asking. So it's a lot easier now, actually.
Yeah. So how does that carry over into your academic life? What are your favorite subjects?
My favorite subjects are literature and probably science. Those are my probably two.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. And
thank you.
We hope to have you back here after you win in on the 25th. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And I can't see your name tag either.
Sorry.
Emmy?
Emma.
Emma. Oh, with an A. Emma White?
Yeah.
Very good. I'm getting signals from my boss back there. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Come
a little closer to the, or pull, you can just pull the mic up a little bit there. There you go.
Well, I'm in sixth grade. I'm doing English and yeah.
Very good. So how do you study for English for the quiz?
They give you like a study guide, but it covers kind of just like the basics. And then they tell you in the book, it has what you need to know and stuff. But it was kind of like, it's kind of confusing because I knew a lot of the definitions for the words and stuff. Like I knew what each thing meant, like what that a preposition was and stuff like that. But I didn't really, like some sort of stuff, like I didn't know how to use it in a sentence,
mm-hmm.
which kind of ended up not working out too well, but.
So they still have that rule, never end a sentence, never use a preposition end a sentence, or never end a sentence with a preposition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
It gets broken all the time.
Yeah.
So what kind of, I'm curious what kinds of questions you would have.
So they have a lot of questions, like most of the questions were about, like, they had a bunch of sentences that were pretty similar, but then you had to choose the one that wasn't correct, which was pretty hard. And then they also had sentences where they would underline something and they would be like, identify what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Will it be similar stuff on March 25th?
I think it would be similar stuff.
So as the day approaches and then you start the competition, do you get nervous or do you get confident or how do you prepare?
I get pretty nervous, but I like try to like calm myself down a lot because I overreact a lot whenever I get nervous mm-hmm. or I'm in a stressful situation. So, yeah.
Have you picked out a high school yet?
No, I have not yet.
Too young?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. So what are your favorite subjects besides English? Is English a favorite subject or are you just good at it?
It's on my top three, but it's not my favorite subject.
What's your favorite?
Social studies.
So in what area of social studies? Like current events or?
More of just like the portion about like learning about like explorers and like learning about ancient civilization mm-hmm. and stuff. That sort of thing.
Like cultural anthropology?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. So what about extracurriculars?
I'm on a year-round swim team.
Mm-hmm.
And
like in school or outside of school?
Outside of school.
Uh-huh. Where do you swim?
I swim over at American River College.
Uh-huh.
I'm on a team, like a club team called DART.
Oh, so. Yeah, sure. And you have meets and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, in my hometown we have the aqua darts. Yeah, yeah. Very good. And yeah, so you have how are you going to study for the 25th?
I'm pretty much going to try to review things and try to look at kind of more into what everything is used at into a sentence and how to build a sentence structure better. That's kind of what I really want to work on, and also on like. I want to work on, because I have to know also Greek and Latin roots, because I also want to work on those a little more.
And is the format going to be similar to what you just came through?
I think it should be similar. I don't really know too much about that, yeah. But.
Okay, very good. Emma, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hello, you're fine either way.
Yeah, I really don't mind.
Okay. Pull that just a little bit closer. I can't see your intake either. I still can't. Go. I'll just let you introduce yourself.
My name is Rachel Lee. Mm-hmm. I'm in eighth grade, and my individual is social studies.
Okay, very good. So what does social studies mean in terms of this event?
Well, the book I was given, it was about a boy named William Kamkwamba, and I just basically read about like his story and like how he created a windmill in his own backyard.
He created what?
A windmill.
Oh wow. How did he do that?
Well he had to drop out of school because of lack of tuition money. But he was able to go to a library and find books and just study about how to create a windmill.
When did he live?
Sorry, repeat?
When did he live? Is he current?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how did you prepare for the academic decathlon?
I think it was just a lot of like rereading and just looking over all the material.
Yeah. Were there a lot of things that stumped you or not?
Not really. There was just some things I didn't know like what to prepare for specifically. Mm-hmm. Because I thought vocab, since there's like a lot of terms in social studies or like other super quiz books.
Right.
I thought that would be like a bigger part, but it really wasn't.
So I remember during the super quiz, you got about maybe 15 seconds to come up with the answer, and you had to confer with your team and everything else. How stressful was that?
Honestly, I don't remember it well, but I think it probably should have felt like a little more stressful to me at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have a high school picked out?
Yeah, St. Francis.
St. Francis. Very good. Very good. The first one to say St. Francis. So, but that's a school with a great, great reputation. Do you have an idea about college or what you want to study or what you want to pursue?
No, not really.
What about your extracurriculars?
I don't really do any like clubs or sports outside mm-hmm. of Akadaga, but I like to do digital art and photography in my free time.
Very good. So what kind of photography?
Just of nature.
Yeah. I have a daughter who every morning goes out and takes a picture of the sunset, a sunrise. Sometimes she gets up and takes a picture of the sunset, but usually sunrise. Well, congratulations. We'll look forward to seeing you back here after you win on the 25th. We will take a quick break, and we'll be back with more on the Bishop's Hour with these great academic decathlon winners right after this. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Drop by and shop at their thrift store, a beautiful, beautiful thrift store at 2275 Watt Avenue. Open Mondays through Saturdays from 10 to 8 and Sundays from 11 to 6. They also accept donations at the store, donations of furniture, appliances, clothing, books, everyday household items. Your donations help to fund the many projects of the St. Vincent de Paul Society throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Do such wonderful, wonderful work, and the thrift store is one of the ways they raise the funds to help people throughout the diocese, and also many of their clients are able to access the thrift store for items that they need. You can give them a call. They will come pick it up as well, but you can give them a call. They're at 916-972-1212. And remember, again, the thrift store is open 7 days a week at 2275 Watt Avenue right here in Sacramento. Well, Bishop Soto refers to Christ the King Retreat Center as the jewel of the diocese, and indeed it is. What a beautiful oasis it is. It's located in Citrus Heights, right in the hustle and bustle of the city, and you feel like you're getting away from it all when you turn off the main road and just come into Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center. Christ the King has served Northern California and the Diocese of Sacramento for over 60 years through parish weekend retreats, individual spiritual direction, and a variety of other programs. For information on all the programs that they offer, including residential programs, give them a call. They're at 916-725-4720, or you can visit them at 6520 Van Maren Lane in Citrus Heights. And we certainly thank the St. Vincent de Paul Society and Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center for their fine and longstanding support of the Bishop's Hour.
This is Deacon Kevin Stasko, the Director of the Office of Youth and Young Adult Ministry and Family and Faith Formation, and you're listening to the Bishop's Hour with Bob Dunning.
Thank you, Deacon Kevin, for all the great work you do here at the Diocese of Sacramento, and thanks for the introduction. Our next student, I was going to say contestant, our next student winner is Connor Edgett. Connor, welcome.
Thank you.
What grade are you in?
Eighth.
Eighth. And where are you going to high school?
Christian Brothers.
Christian Brothers. Very good. The Falcons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great school. Great school. So many great Catholic schools here in the Diocese of Sacramento. What do you plan to study there?
I don't know what I'm going to study in high school, but I want to be a doctor when I'm older.
An MD? Like a medical doctor? Very good. Have you always been interested in that?
Yeah.
What, do you have an idea, like you're going to be a heart surgeon or brain surgeon? Or?
I don't know what I'm going to be.
Don't know. Just want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. And what's your specialty on the academic decathlon?
Science.
Science. Like, wow, that's pretty broad.
So they give a book every year, and this year it was a book on, like, many major discoveries, like, not one specific subject, so mm-hmm. it was hard to study for.
So discoveries recent, or?
It was separated into time zones, so I had, like, ancient science until, like, 1900.
Wow. It's always fascinating to think that for the longest time in human history, you know, if you got around, it was usually with the help of an animal of some kind, you know, whether, and then all of a sudden they had, you know, trains and cars. And the yeah. next thing you know, we're on the moon. I mean, it's like it just all just went real.
That was like actually a part of it. Like it said, it's not made in simple logical steps, but major discoveries are made like
yeah.
randomly.
Yeah. So it's just fascinating how quickly everything happened. My mom went to school in North Dakota, pulled by a horse, a wagon pulled by a horse. And, you know, before she died, she, you know, saw people on the moon. You know, it's just mind-boggling stuff. So what was the hardest part about studying all that? I bet it was fascinating, though.
Yeah. It was just, like, very broad, like, many different things. Like, there was biology and physics and geology, like, all mixed together. So, and I didn't know what questions they would ask, so I just had to, like, study every detail.
Was there one discovery that just really fascinated you?
Not one in particular, I don't think.
Yeah. You know, do you guys know about the Donner Party? That, you know, that tried to come over the Sierra and got yeah. stuck and everything and the long winter and how many died and all that mm-hmm. stuff. It's amazing. If they had waited 10 years, they could have taken a train.
Yeah.
You know, it's just unbelievable. How fast we've come. So you want to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. How did you come upon that?
I don't know. I think I've just always been interested in the human body and stuff yeah. like that.
Very good. So what about extracurriculars?
I play soccer and volleyball.
Soccer. Very good. Christian Brothers has a good soccer team.
Yeah.
Well, so does Jesuit, so does Davis High School, where my son goes. That's a great sport. You hope to play that at Christian Brothers as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they recruit you? Did they say, come play for us?
No.
They didn't pull you? Did you play club soccer?
I play right now.
Yeah. Who do you play for?
Union.
Uh-huh. And so how does that work outside the, you know, the school system?
We sign up, and they just email us about practice and games and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's many clubs, so.
Do you travel around, or is it mostly just in this area?
We travel around a little, but mostly in this area.
Yeah. What position do you play?
Wing.
Wing. So did you get an opportunity to score?
Yeah. Yeah. I've scored a couple times.
Yeah. It's a thrill, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Got to cover some soccer for ESPN Plus this fall, and it was, and I had never covered it before, and it was really fun to watch at the college level. So you hope to play in college?
Probably.
Oh, great. Very good. Well, Connor, thanks so much.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations. We'll see you again after you win the next one. I need better glasses. Is it Patty?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Let's see, on my list.
But my real name's Patricia, but I like to be called Patty a lot.
Okay, and your last name is Ong?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I have a sister named Patricia. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's your specialty?
I don't have a specialty since I'm in 9-10, but now I have four. But unlike the rest who have an individual, I have four super quiz.
So the super quiz, which I was there for, it just went so fast. There were 50 questions, but it really, really went. I remember when I was looking it over the night before, I thought, this is going to take hours, you know, 50 questions. But they don't give you very much time, and you're trying to talk with all of your compatriots about the correct answer, and you've only got like 15, 20 seconds. How hard is that? Is there arguments or people saying, no, it's not that, it's this?
Not really, since we all study the same material, but if anyone disagrees, we then choose by who has the chapter, and if they both have the same chapter that they were assigned, then the super quiz coach, which is Triune, has to decide whether it's one of the person that was arguing or the person that thinks it's the right answer.
Mm-hmm. So what grade are you?
I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh. And have you thought about high school yet?
Yes, I have a bit.
Do you have one in mind or a bunch?
It's either Mira Loma or Rio.
Oh, very good. What's Mira Loma? They're the Broncos?
I'm not 100% sure. I haven't heard.
Those are both good high schools, so yeah, excellent. So, have you thought about where you might want to go, what career you might pursue?
It either had to be an engineer or a voice actor, but I like both of them and they're really interesting.
Have you done voice acting?
No, but when I play with my sister, I voice act some of the animals and. Uh-huh. I guess as I grew older, I started enjoying voice acting.
Yeah. So engineering, what sort of engineering?
Probably like NASA, like rocket ships, uh-huh. Rovers. Those are interesting.
Does that mean you enjoy math as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that your best subject?
Not exactly. I get not my best, but I still have pretty good grades in it.
Very good. Well, congratulations. And are you looking forward to March 25th?
I'm a little bit nervous, but also a bit confident in the rest of the team.
Yeah. Well, I think St. Ignatius should be pretty confident after 16 straight years. So, Patty, thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
They save the best for last, or? Tell us your name.
My name is Elizabeth Batar.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was your specialty?
So I'm a 9-10, and I mainly study Super Quiz, and I like Super Quiz.
So what do you like about the Super Quiz? For the listener's sake, I was asked to MC the Super Quiz, which really meant I just read the questions, gave you 15 seconds to answer them. Once I actually gave you the right answer before I asked for the answer, and everybody laughed. And but just being up there and thinking what you guys are going, I thought, wow, that if I were in their shoes, that'd be really nerve wracking.
Yeah, it was pretty stressful because you have all your family and friends watching you,
mm-hmm.
and.
Yeah, the gym was full. It was at Jesuit. It was just packed.
Yeah, it was actually pretty fun, though.
Yeah, yeah. So prior to that, though, you were doing stuff in classrooms, you were taking other parts of this.
So I did, as a 9-10, we have an extra super quiz subject. So I did 4 super quiz subjects when there's 5 in total. And there's logic, which I participated in. And the only thing that I didn't do was my individual subject.
Very good. So what was the hardest part for you?
I think Super Quiz because, this is my first year doing it. And I guess, the questions were, we were, pretty strong in it. But you, know that we didn't win first place. But yeah. I think we still did good in Super Quiz.
So, have you picked out a high school yet?
Yeah, I was thinking about Christian Brothers uh-huh. because I've done some summer camps there, and it just seems like a good school.
It is. It's a great school, no question about it. And it's the second oldest school west of the Mississippi River or something like that. It's been around for a long time. It's part of,
yeah.
It's really part of Sacramento's history, really a proud tradition. So what about extracurricular activities? What are you interested in?
So I do travel softball.
Uh-huh.
My team is called Foothill Gold, and I do...
What's it called? Foothill Gold?
Foothill mm-hmm. Gold in El Dorado, and I do basketball and volleyball for my school.
Wow. So basketball and volleyball is a PAL.
Yes.
And softball is it fast pitch softball?
Yeah, I do travel softball.
How often do you get hit?
I don't know. Usually after a tournament, you probably get hit once, whether it's a grounder, pop fly, or just a straight hit from the pitcher.
What position do you play?
I'm a catcher and a second baseman.
Catcher is, and I even read this the other day, but I've always felt this, catcher is the toughest position in softball or baseball. Everybody agrees. It's the toughest position. You have to have good knees.
Oh, my gosh. My knees crack
down,
so much.
Up and down, up and down. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So I cover, I broadcast softball, women's softball at the college level. That,
yeah.
It's not even a mound, but the circle, it's like 45 feet away. I don't know if there's even time to see the ball coming if you're a batter.
Yeah, it gets like really fast, and it's just like a really fun sport, and I just like love playing it.
Yeah. Do you like catching more or batting?
I guess catching, because, like, I don't know, I guess I get people out a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, do you have to throw people out stealing, too? Do you have a good arm?
Yes. So, like, usually when someone's, like, stealing second, then we'll probably have to, like, do it, like, a third and a second.
Yeah.
And, like, we, like, me and my friend Chloe, we're both catchers, and we're, like, really good at throwing people out at second.
Good, good. So, do you travel a lot with the team?
Yes, we actually have a legacy tournament this weekend. Uh-huh. I think it's in Folsom.
Uh-huh.
But the farthest we've traveled was Reno,
mm-hmm.
and that was our last tournament in 10U, but now I'm in 12U.
Wow. So you hope to play at Christian Brothers as well?
I hope so. And, like, I haven't really seen the softball team at Christian Brothers, but I guess it's just, like, for my education, and, like, softball is just, I kind of want to go far in softball, but.
Softball's your number one?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's still professional softball, you know.
Yeah.
And there's college softball, which is, at some levels, it's good. I mean, I like I say, covering those games, I can't believe anybody can hit those pitchers.
Yeah, it gets, like, really fast, and, like, a lot of guys in my class say that we, like, pitch slow, but I'm just like, okay, if you try and get the timing down, then you'll see.
I remember when I was in high school, they had a game between the softball team, the girls, and the baseball team, the boys, and the boys were so sure they were just going to cream the softball because it's, like, way bigger than a baseball, and it was just, it was unbelievable. They couldn't hit. They absolutely couldn't hit. First off, the softball motion is so different.
Yeah.
You know, they wind up, you can't see the ball coming the same way you can a baseball.
Especially, like, if it's, like, fast, because there was this, like, one girl, she was pitching, like, 60 miles an hour in, like, 10U, and it was, like, crazy.
Yeah, 60 miles an hour from 45 feet is going to get there just as fast as 90 miles an hour from 60 feet. So it's almost impossible. Are the pitchers old enough yet? That you're playing, that you're catching for, are they throwing junk? Or are they just throwing all fastballs?
So right now my pitchers throw curveballs, fastballs, inside and outside, changeups, and a knuckleball.
There's a woman that pitches for UC Davis that has a changeup that's got to be the best in the world. And I mean, people are swinging at it three times before it gets to the plate because she's very fast. And then all of a sudden, especially on a two strike count, she will throw that changeup, and she disguises the motion so well that they've swung and missed before the ball's anywhere even near the plate. Yeah. So do you call the pitches?
Yeah. So we have our little wrist coaches, and our coach will, like, give us the numbers, and we'll just, like, oh, like, give the signs.
Yeah. Do people try to steal the signs?
Well, I guess, like, in 12U, people mostly have the same signs, but for, like, change-ups, we have, like, some, like, wacky signs.
Yeah. Very good. Well, it's a joy to meet you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Congratulations, and I hope to see all of you back here on the after the 25th.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Congratulations. That's going to do it for us today. Coach Hills, thank you so much for bringing all these kids here. That's just fabulous.
Well, Bob, thank you for having us. It's been our pleasure. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and really, whether you win or lose, we you're always welcome here.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's been great. It's been fun. New experiences.
Hey, thanks so much. God bless. God bless all of you and all the teachers and all the parents here. Thanks so much for bringing these kids and raising these kids. And you've all done, obviously, a great job. So, and the job continues, as you know, as I know. And that'll do it for us today. Thanks for listening, everyone. God bless. We'll talk to you again soon. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the Mercy Foundation, enriching lives in the Sacramento region through Sisters of Mercy ministries in healthcare, education, housing, and the care for the poor and elderly. For the Mercy Foundation, philanthropy is one of the most powerful expressions of compassion and love. Just as many people in our community need a hand, countless others are reaching out to them with comfort and hope. You can express your care and concern for the less fortunate with a gift to the Mercy Foundation. You can give them a call, 916-851-2700. That's 916-851-2700. And you can be confident that fully 100% of your contribution will support the Sisters of Ministry of Mercy Ministry or ministries that you choose. And what a wonderful treasure Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts has been for all of us here in the diocese as they transition into new ownership and management. They continue to offer wonderful workshops, wonderful resources for the Catholic community throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Not only does Easter's provide a wide array of Catholic books, both current releases and longtime classics, but they also sponsor a number of valuable workshops and lectures throughout the year. They're located at 6916 Sunrise Boulevard in Citrus Heights. Give them a call, 916-338-7272. We also receive a generous underwriting support by Crumley & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. If you have questions about retirement, Crumley & Associates can help you with their confident retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. You can contact them, get all the details at Crumley & Associates, 7956 California Avenue in Fair Oaks. They're at 916-638-4600. That's 916-638-4600. And we are certainly appreciative of the fine and longstanding support of the Mercy Foundation, of Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts, and of Crumley and Associates. We'd like to thank all the wonderful people and organizations, businesses in town and throughout the Diocese of Sacramento who have provided underwriting for the Bishop's Hour, some in the last few years, some have been with us for a very long time. If you would like to be an underwriter for the Bishop's Radio Hour, it's a wonderful opportunity to support this mission and also to support the diocese and also to get some recognition for your organization or for your business. The easiest way to do this is to give us a shout, send us an email, radio@scd.org, and we can give you all the details about helping to underwrite the Bishop's Radio Hour. Again, that's radio@scd.org.
Inside of me, I feel your spirit.